Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Today's episode is going to be a short one, but this is a game changer as far as I'm concerned. And so don't fall into the trap of thinking that longer is better or shorter isn't as valuable. Sometimes the most simple, concise things are what you need and will help you the very most. So here's what happened. I couldn't wait to tell you this story. A few weeks ago, in the 12 Weeks to Transformation Facebook group, I asked for my clients in there to share what was hard, where they were struggling, because we have these lives where I want to help. So here's kind of the conversation that happened. One of the ladies in there said that she's narrowed down the time of day that's hardest for her to the period between after dinner or after work and dinner. So like 4 to 6:30 in the evening is what she said. And basically, she said, I want to eat healthy, right? I want to prepare so that it's easier for me to make that choice. She said, I struggle with my want to, even though I should. Right? I know what I should do. I know what I could do, but the struggle is I don't want to do it. And I think we can all relate to this, whether it's like, I know that I should work out. I know that I could work out, but I don't want to. I know that I should live on a budget. I know that I could get out of debt, but I'm struggling with the want to of the work, right? The whatever it takes. I don't really want to do it. I get that because I'm working on my third book. I don't want to write. I don't want to write. I want to have a third book, and I really, like, this is the one I'm most excited about. I want to get this out into the world, but I don't want to write. And same thing, like, I want to be fit and lean, and I want to be my best physical self, and I want to be super healthy, but I don't usually want to eat well. Kind of want to have cupcakes and nachos. Anybody else really love nachos? I can't even think of the last time I had nachos, but I really love nachos. So anyway, this is what the exchange was in the 12 Weeks to Transformation group. I said to her, like, okay, if it's harder for you to prepare dinner after work and it's been a long day and you just don't want to do it, like, what could you do to make it easier? And she said, I know all of the things that I could do to make it easier. I just don't want to do them. So I don't do them. I choose to do other things. And here's what I said. Why do you have to want to? Why do you have to want to? Now, more importantly than that, there is something you want. You're just not focused on it. And the example I gave was, I don't ever want to empty the dishwasher. Not ever. That is not something I ever say, like, oh, I want to do it. But I do want a clean kitchen, right? So I don't focus on whether or not I feel like emptying the dishwasher. I focus on the fact that I want a clean kitchen, right? I think we can all relate to that. I never want to fold laundry. Some people enjoy folding laundry. I'm not one of them. I don't want to fold laundry. But what I want is to have the tabletop on top of the washer and dryer cleared off. So it's never about, do I feel like folding laundry? No, I don't feel like folding laundry. And depending on how I feel, that's what makes my decision. If I feel like doing it, I will. If I don't feel like doing it, I won't. No, because I'd never do it. What I focus on is wanting that area clean and neat and clutter-free. Same thing with working out. If you think about, do I want to work out? If I don't want to work out, I'm just not in the mood, I'm not going to do it. Instead, I want to meet this goal. I want to improve my fitness in this way. I want to be the kind of person who works out 6 days a week. You might be struggling because you're focused on the wrong thing. The person who shared this with me was focused on the wrong thing. She was focused on whether or not she felt like fixing dinner. There's always something you do want. And I'm not just talking about like, well, I want cookies. I'll focus on cookies then. When it comes to the disciplined choice you want to make, whether it's building a business, getting out of debt, improving your relationships, losing weight, improving your fitness, eating better, there's always going to be parts of it you do want to do and parts of it you don't care about. There's going to be things you do want and things you don't want. Focus on the parts of the goal that you really want. I do not like cleaning. I really don't. I don't like putting laundry away. I don't like, you know, putting all my work stuff away. But I love having a clean home. I love feeling like if somebody walks through the door unexpected, my home is going to look nice. I do not like organizing financial documents, but I love not having to stress about where things are. I love the ease when my accountant or my tax strategist or my banker needs a document and there's no stress in finding it because I know exactly where it is. There's always an outcome you want with regards to a disciplined habit you're trying to establish. You have to focus on what you want. I was giving her a million examples in this. I said, I've never, ever wanted to put gas in my car. Like, oh, I feel like just going to the gas station and standing outside and pumping gas and paying $1 million. But I have wanted to get someplace. I've never wanted to take out the trash. But I've wanted space to throw away my garbage. And I said to her, I believe you want the outcome of the choice. You can focus on how you don't want to make dinner, but what you want is the outcome of preparing a healthy meal for yourself. So you have to focus on whatever that is for you. So the next time that you think about something and you don't want to do it, I want you to look for the piece of the puzzle that is what you do want. Because I believe that she doesn't want to make dinner, just like I believe I don't want to empty the dishwasher. But like we talk about all the time, that is one piece of the puzzle. That is one small segment of the story. I don't feel like making dinner. But you're leaving out so much. And the most important part of what you're leaving out is why you do want to do that. What is in it for you to do that? And that is where your focus has to be. That's where your focus has to be. The next time that you're thinking, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to get up when my alarm goes off. I don't want to clean the kitchen. I don't want to balance my budget. I don't want to eat salmon and broccoli. I want that to be your reminder that you're focusing on one piece and you're focusing on the piece that is the least helpful in getting you where you want to go. So start looking for, start inviting, start including in the conversation what you do want. That's all I have for you today, but I really, really, really want you to turn this into a practice. I want you to turn this into something that you do day in and day out. You're on guard when you say, I don't want to. You're looking for the rest of the story. You're involving the rest of the story. You're considering the rest of the story. Because I believe you want the outcome. So that's where you need to focus. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. Remember, every choice is a chance. and I'll see you next time.